听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Steve. Hazel.
Oh, I'm Hazel. Welcome everybody.
Hazel, are you okay? You look a little tired.
Oh, yeah, I am tired. Oh, you know, when I have to face a big decision, I can't sleep.
Oh, I know what you mean. You just lie in bed, lying there just thinking about everything, right?
Yeah, and that's what happened last night, and that's why I'm so tired today.
So, Hazel, what's your big decision?
Oh, what big decision?
Okay, well, obviously, Hazel is really tired. So, our lesson today is about a big decision. Should we put our family first, or should we follow our dreams?
Oh, I'm following my dreams.
Friends, please look at page 34, and let's read about this big decision. And Hazel, pay attention. Maybe this lesson will help you make your decision. Or maybe not.
A life of dance. Dreams do come true. Zhang Fengxiang lay awake. She was facing one of the hardest decisions she would ever have to make. She had come to Spain to study flamenco and follow her dream of becoming a world-class dancer. And now, she had been offered a place in a professional dance company. Though staying in Spain was a temptation, it meant a long separation from her husband and children in Taiwan. Zhang didn't know what to do. A life of dance. Music and dance had always been important parts of Zhang's life.
Hi, friends, and welcome to Studio Classroom. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip, and thanks for joining us for this month's profile article. And as you know, when we do a profile article, we are always looking at the life of someone who's very interesting. And often our profile subjects are very inspiring. And sure enough, I think we have another inspiring character that we're looking at today. We're looking at the life of Zhang Fengxiang, who is a famous dancer, and she has lived a life of dance. And it says that her dreams really do come true.
So let's dig right into this text and learn about her story. It says that Zhang Fengxiang lay awake. She was facing one of the hardest decisions she would ever have to make. Now, I completely understand this. When I have a difficult decision to make in life, it often keeps me up in all hours of the night when I'm trying to sleep because I can't think about anything else until I make that important decision. So, Chip, what is the decision that she is trying to make here?
Well, I'm curious, too. If this was the hardest decision that she would ever make, I want to know. Well, our article says that she had come to Spain to study flamenco and follow her dream of becoming a world-class dancer. Now, first of all, flamenco is a type of Spanish dance and actually also a type of Spanish music. And so she had come to Spain to study this type of dance. And also, she had hoped to become a world-class dancer. And that is a dancer who is famous or who is among the best in the world. If something is world-class, then that means it's one of the best in the world.
Well, she must have become a world-class dancer because the next thing that we learn is that she was now being offered a place in a professional dance company. So she went to Spain to study in hopes that she would become a world-class dancer, and now they're offering her a position in a professional dance company. And if something is professional, that means that you are trained and you are paid to dance in this case. And oftentimes, it means that you're trained and paid to do something that a lot of other people do just as a hobby. They do for fun. Something like acting, maybe. If you're a professional actor, you actually get paid money for that.
Right. And Chelsea, you and I actually like to take photographs. But, and I suppose sometimes we might act like a photographer, but we are certainly not professional photographers because no one pays us. No one has paid us for our pictures or paid to buy our pictures from us. Well, so this sounds like her dream was starting to come true. She was offered a place in a professional dance company, and so this was probably a major temptation. Now, our article says that though staying in Spain was a temptation, it meant a long separation from her husband and children in Taiwan. Now, if something is a temptation, Chelsea, what does that mean?
Well, a temptation is something that makes you want to do or have something that maybe you shouldn't do or have. For example, if you forgot to study for your big test, there might be a temptation to cheat off of your neighbor so that you get a good grade too. Well, Jong's temptation here is that she has finally received the opportunity of performing in a professional dance company. Her dreams of becoming a world-class dancer are coming true, and so that's a temptation because her husband and her children are still in Taiwan. So it's a very difficult decision. Remember, we read that she lay awake. She was trying to figure this out all night long because it was the most important decision of her life.
Right. So accepting this position in a professional dance company meant a long separation from her husband and children in Taiwan. So we're talking a long separation because it is a long distance between Taiwan and Spain. So they probably would not get to see each other very often. Well, Jong didn't know what to do. So she lay awake in bed with the hardest decision of her life.
I can see how this was the hardest decision of her life. Do you choose your dreams or do you choose your family? And how do you make that decision? So very, very difficult decision for her to make. Let's go on to our next portion of the text. It is called A Life of Dance. We're going to learn a little bit about her growing up and her background and how she became such a world-class dancer.
Okay, and this section starts off by saying that music and dance had always been important parts of Jong's life, which suggests that even as a child, she was probably very interested and very passionate about music and dance. These were important parts of her life.
And shortly we will be learning more about how music and dance played such an important part of her life as she grew up in Taiwan. But first, let's take a break and visit the chat room. We'll see you back here in just a few minutes. Nice dance moves, Ken.
Oh, hi, Ashley. I didn't realize you were watching me dance. I mean, try to dance.
I didn't know you were interested in dancing.
I'm not, but after reading today's Studio Classroom article about dance, my wife wants to go dancing this weekend, so I'm trying to learn some moves.
I see. What kind of dance is it?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Shouldn't you find out the type of dance it is before you start learning steps from a book? You don't want to be out of step.
Out of step?
If you're out of step, then you aren't following the rest of the group.
So we aren't working together?
Right. Not only can you be out of step while dancing, but you can be out of step on an issue.
Really? Like what?
My grandma is out of step with technology. She can't even turn on a computer.
Wow, she is out of step with the times.
Yes. Now, Ken, let's learn this dance one step at a time.
One step at a time?
Yes, that means we are going to move slowly, step by step.
Now, that's how I like to learn new things, step by step.
You can also solve problems step by step. When you go one step at a time, you are thorough and careful.
So you don't rush ahead and skip steps.
Right. Hey, Ken, we have some DVDs that teach you simple dance steps. Do you want to check them out?
Sure. I really need to learn some dance moves before the weekend.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Thanks. 若是你要学跳舞，你必须要 learn the steps， 学会跳舞的舞步、跳法。Step 也可以指步伐、步调。One step at a time 就是一步一步的进行，也可以用 step by step， 也是一步一步的循序渐进的。Out of step 是步伐不整、乱了步伐的意思，延伸出来的意思就是不和谐、不一致。好，我们休息一下，马上回来。
Well, friends, welcome back from the break. Hazel, are you finally waking up?
Yes. Thanks for the coffee, Steve. It helps a lot.
You are welcome. And now, will you tell us about that big decision you need to make?
Sure. Well, you see, I have to decide. Well, it's about... Well, I... You know what, Steve? I'd rather talk about the big decision in today's lesson. Do you think this dancer will make the right choice?
Well, I hope so. Why don't we continue the lesson and find out?
Good idea.
Friends, let's get back to the reading now on line 9.
A Life of Dance. Under the influence of her grandfather, a composer and folk artist, the entire family became involved in music, drama, and dance. Her family supported itself by working as a performance troupe. At age 4, Little Rabbit, as Zhang was called, began performing solo dances during her family's shows. By age 7, she was performing professionally. In the 1950s, Taiwan was poor, so Zhang's family moved around, performing on any stage they could find. With each performance, Little Rabbit's celebrity grew. By 15, she was appearing weekly on television.
Welcome back. Well, we've been learning a little bit about Zhang Fengxiang's life and her passion for dance. And it sounds like this started at an early age, because before the break we saw that music and dance had always been important parts of her life. Our article goes on to say that under the influence of her grandfather, who was a composer and a folk artist, the entire family became involved in music, drama, and dance.
And a composer is a person who writes music, especially classical music. But here we see that not only was he a composer, he was also a folk artist. And if you are a folk artist, you are creating works of art, possibly works of music, that come with a more traditional element. So maybe his music was more traditional for whatever was traditional in Taiwan at the time. It sounds like he wrote a lot of music, though. And this, of course, had an influence on his entire family.
Right. They all became involved in music, drama, and dance. So this kind of performance interested the entire family. Well, her family supported itself by working as a performance troupe. Now, if you are a part of a troupe, that means that you are a part of a group that travels around and gives probably musical performances, or maybe dance performances, or even maybe drama performances as well. But a troupe is a group that travels around.
So Jong's family was able to support itself by being this troupe and by traveling around. That means they were able to make money by performing. They probably charged some sort of an admissions fee for people to watch them perform. And at the age of 4, Little Rabbit, as Jong was called, began performing solo dances during her family's shows. So, Chip, up until this point, the family has been performing as a troupe, all of them together, but now we see that Jong, or Little Rabbit, as right. she was known, is doing some solo performances.
Right, yeah, it sounds like Little Rabbit was her nickname. And yeah, she's doing solo performances, which means that she's doing performances by herself. Alone, without the help of anyone else. And often you have this word, in this case, this word is an adjective because it's modifying dances, but often you have the word solo as a noun. Perhaps if someone gives a solo, that means that they sing a song by themselves. We would call that a solo.
So this was at age 4. She was already doing solos by herself. And at age 7, she was actually performing professionally. That, again, means that she was being paid because she was so good and so skilled at what she did that people paid money to see her perform professionally. So this is quite an achievement for a little girl, especially just a 7-year-old, and we can tell that she is very gifted and very talented even as a child.
Well, yeah, even as a 4-year-old, learning to do solo dances for people, she obviously had some very natural dancing ability. And I guess if her grandfather was very into this music and this kind of performance scene, then perhaps she had this in her blood. So this was a very natural thing for her to do.
So life was good for her family as they toured around as a performance troupe. But in the 1950s, Taiwan was poor. So Jong's family had to move around a lot, and they performed on any stage that they could find. So it sounds like, whereas in the past it was pretty easy to find work, now that the economy in Taiwan is maybe not so good, they are having to travel around and perform really anywhere where people will come and pay a little bit of money to watch them.
Right, just so that they can support themselves. Well, with each performance, our article says that Little Rabbit's celebrity grew. Now, celebrity here is used in a unique way, I think. Here we're using celebrity as a noun, talking about fame. So this is another way of saying that Little Rabbit's fame grew, or her renown grew. And often when we're talking about celebrity, we use this to describe a person. We say that Little Rabbit was becoming a celebrity. Or another way to say that is we could say that Little Rabbit's celebrity was growing.
So with each performance, Little Rabbit's celebrity grew. That's our grammar on the go sentence for today. So let's go see what Liz has to teach us about this.
Welcome to Grammar on the Go, friends. My name is Liz, and I'm in Seville, Spain today. Did you know that Seville is one of the best places in Spain to see flamenco shows and take flamenco dance lessons? Well, our article today is about Zhang Fengxiang, also known as Little Rabbit, and she had a chance to come to Spain and learn flamenco. Speaking of our article, here's today's grammar tip sentence. With each performance, Little Rabbit's celebrity grew. Notice the pattern of the sentence. With something, comma, subject plus verb. That's our focus for today. This is a great sentence pattern to use when you want to talk about how something is progressing. Today's sentence talks about how Little Rabbit's fame grew. In what way? It grew with each performance. Let's look at a few other examples. Suppose John has been working out regularly at a health club and has improved a lot. We can say, with each workout session at the health club, John's physical condition improved. Or let's say Maria has become more confident ever since she started taking speech lessons. So we can say, with each speech lesson, Maria became more confident. If you'd like to see more example sentences, Then do please check out today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's all the time for today. And now I'm going to go and enjoy a flamenco show. I'll see you again next time. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off in Seville, Spain. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. So we know that Little Rabbit's celebrity was growing each time she appeared on stage and performed. People were becoming more and more familiar with her skills and abilities and with who she was. And so by the age of 15, she was appearing weekly on television. So at age 4, she was performing solos. At age 7, she was performing professionally. And by age 15, she was appearing every single week on television. Wow, her celebrity really was growing.
I will say so. She was becoming a celebrity, a famous person, as her fame and her celebrity was growing. Well, that's all we have for today. But tomorrow we've got more of her wonderful story that we can learn about. So before we go today, let's listen to Michelle's language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 professional 这个形容词。Professional 是指职业的或专业的。例如 Frank is a professional golfer who competed in many important tournaments. Frank 是一位职业高尔夫球选手，常常出赛许多重要的赛事。跟 professional 相反的形容词是 amateur, A-M-A-T-E-U-R. Amateur 是指业余的。例如 Ricky is coaching an amateur baseball team. Ricky 在一支业余棒球队中担任教练。继续我们看的是 temptation 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 tempt, T-E-M-P-T, 引诱或吸引这个动词。所以名词 temptation 是指诱惑或者是很吸引人的事物。例如 The salary of the overseas job I was offered is really high.It's hard to resist such temptation. 这个海外工作所给的条件薪资真的很高，很难拒绝这样的诱惑。或者是 Chocolate is a real temptation for me. 巧克力对我来说真的是极大的诱惑。最后我们看的是 solo 这个形容词。Solo 是指单独的或者是单独表演的。例如 She released her solo album last year and it was a great success.他去年发行个人单飞的专辑大获成功，或者是 The solo performance by the cellist won a nice round of applause. 这个提琴家的独奏赢得观众热烈的掌声。And you don't want to miss what comes next. Stay tuned.
A life of dance. Dreams do come true.Zhang Fengxiang lay awake. She was facing one of the hardest decisions she would ever have to make. She had come to Spain to study flamenco and follow her dream of becoming a world-class dancer. And now, she had been offered a place in a professional dance company. Though staying in Spain was a temptation, it meant a long separation from her husband and children in Taiwan. Zhang didn't know what to do.A life of dance. Music and dance had always been important parts of Zhang's life. Under the influence of her grandfather, a composer and folk artist, the entire family became involved in music, drama, and dance. Her family supported itself by working as a performance troupe. At age 4, Little Rabbit, as Zhang was called, began performing solo dances during her family's shows.By age 7, she was performing professionally. In the 1950s, Taiwan was poor, so Zhang's family moved around, performing on any stage they could find. With each performance, Little Rabbit's celebrity grew. By 15, she was appearing weekly on television.
Cairo Arrival, Chapter 10.
Ah.
Hello?
Jenny? Jenny? Is that you?
Mom?
Oh, I'm so relieved to hear your voice. Jenny, are you all right? Is your father okay? You aren't hurt, are you? I heard about the bomb.
The bomb? What bomb?
Jenny looked around her. It was already light outside. Apparently, she had slept through the night. Her mind was still groggy. She was trying to remember the events from the previous night. Did her mom just say, a bomb? Her eyes caught sight of the paper slipped under the door. Pharaoh Crews destroyed by bomb. She looked up at the TV. Vivid images of the destruction filled the screen. It all came back.
Oh, Mom, it's been terrible.
What? You were there? Is that okay? Are you in the hospital? Please tell me your father is okay.
No, well, yes, I don't know, Mom.
Jenny proceeded to recount all that had happened since her arrival.
Oh, my. And it's Saturday there, right? The embassy must be closed. Do you want me to catch a flight out today?
What?
Do you want me to get a flight out of JFK today? I can get one later this morning. I could be in Cairo by...
No, Mom. What good would that do? Don't come here. They're after something. It's not safe. We don't know where Dad is. I don't see any reason for you to come.
But your text...
What text?
That you sent me. I was just about to call when I heard the news about the terrorist attack.
Mom, what are you talking about?
Oh, I can't wait to find out what decision this dancer will make.
What will Little Rabbit decide? Will she follow her dreams?
Or will she spend more time with her family? Steve, why don't you tell us right now?
Well, Hazel, I will tell you.
Good.
But I'll tell you tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Oh, no. Now I won't be able to sleep again tonight. I'll be wondering about Little Rabbit's big decision.
Don't worry. She'll make a good choice. And friends, don't you worry either. Just come back tomorrow and we'll find out more about Little Rabbit's family.
And her dreams.
Okay, everyone. Have a good day. Hazel, should I buy you more coffee for tomorrow?
I think that's a great idea, yes.
Okay. Bye-bye, everyone.
Goodbye.